This is Spins Fully Charged Recharged.
Welcome to Spins Fully Charged
Recharged. Let's go.
Fiona just had her first experience of being taken off air. It's
that
always exciting when it happens for the first time. Well, I have to say, you're in a good position because it happened at like before 10 o'clock in the morning when the office is full, engineering are here, there's people, Callum's here who can do everything. Like people are here to sort it.
Oh, sorry.
I remember going off air at about 11:15 at night in a radio station in Waterford and going, I just don't know what to do.
Oh my God. I would pass away. Like, what did you do?
We went to emergency CD. I rang my CEO because my line manager wasn't answering. She had to contact engineering. And this is all at like 11 o'clock at night. So I was the worst in the world, but also the best little girl for organising it all. Because otherwise the whole night would have been thrown off. But I remember Marison Guilfoyle used to work in the same radio station a long time ago. And the station is Beat. They're in the southeast, but they cover Carlow, Kilkenny, Waterford, Wexford and Tip, and say like there's Jesus, what would you call them? Signal lines, feckin'
transmitters.
Thank you.
That's what I was just gonna say. Why is Latin Callum?
The transmitters would be based in different areas. So, for example, one transmitter would keep Waterford and Kilkenny on air,
right.
Say, for example, I don't know if that's true. Another transmitter would keep Carlow on air, blah, blah. So there was issues one afternoon when he was on covering for someone. And I think, like, for example, they were probably off air in one of or two of the five counties, but they weren't sure. And obviously, like, from the radio, like the boss's point of view, it was like, just be normal on air. Don't draw too much attention to it.
Yeah.
Like, we'll put it up on social media to let people know in those counties, like, to listen on Dab or on Alexa's or whatever.
Yeah.
And he just went, Carlow! Is anybody out there? Tipperary! Is anybody out there?
Is there anyone alive
and it
out
was
there?
Fucking hilarious. They were all getting, all the listeners got so on board being like, We're here.
Yeah, you need a bit of drama if you want the listeners to get involved, for God's sake.
Listen, enjoy today's show.
Technical difficulties right at the end.
You will. So please listen to the very end for that. And if you hear them, send us a glitch emoji. Send us a TV emoji. Send us a... what would be like a emoji that suggests technical difficulty? Send us
like
the alarm emoji.
I quite like the face that's melting into the ground.
That's a good one. Yeah. We're experiencing technical difficulties. Perfect. Send us that to 087-711-1038.
The air conditioning unit in the back, I don't know if it's coming through in audio, but it sounds loud.
Yeah.
We have no air conditioning this morning, so we have to bring in an old school big old lad machine fella.
Oh, 1 minute we're too hot, 1 minute we're too cold. We never stop giving out in here.
1038 Dublin.
Emma, Dave and Fiona in the morning.
This is Emma, Dave and Fiona in the morning. Your number one hit music station. Let's go.
Hello, good morning.
Good morning.
Hiya. Emma, Dave and Fiona will have Dave back with us in the air mod tomorrow morning.
Oh my God, we're living for it. We just can't wait to have our beautiful boy back in our arms.
Do you know what? I haven't feel like it's been ages since I've seen
it
Dave.
It really has.
Yeah, it feels like a long stint.
He does.
I do envy people, like Callum, I'm going to say, who enjoy a bit of admin.
Could never be me.
I got this really frightening letter the other day. I think it was on Thursday. It came through the door. And it basically said, hey, thanks and all, but we're cancelling your insurance.
Ah!
And I was like, excuse me? This is my car insurance, by the way. I was lost. I couldn't understand it. Apparently, I didn't... I renewed in July.
Okay.
And I didn't return a finance agreement. I was like, man, speak in my terms. What does that mean? What is that? Where do I find that?
The Close Brothers are after you.
I was like, you know... I actually don't know what that means.
Yeah.
And they gave a cutoff date that basically return your disc because from the 21st of August, we're not insuring you.
No.
And I was like, what does that mean? Do I lose my no claims bonus? Like, what?
The whole weekend,
this has been wriggling around my mind. Oh, and I was like, Emmy, you have to ring them. Like, I get so anxious about that stuff. I was like, I don't want someone giving out to me.
Yeah.
Anyway, bless this girl who was talking to yesterday. 45 minutes now, they put me through my penance. I know we've done something on the show before. We've come up with some solutions to, you know, what's entertaining you when you're on hold.
Yeah.
But Mother of Divine God, if I hear that like harp sound one more time,
no.
I think I dreamt about it last night. Yeah. We got there, all good. Essentially, I think what I'd submitted for like my proof of PPS wasn't valid. Grand lads, just ring me and tell me that. Don't be going.
Yeah, no need for the drama.
The drama. Now, Fiona, the drama now is not needed. No. I said, do you think there was any need to go to such lengths? Could you not have just contacted me? I said, oh, we did contact you. I was like, did you really try though?
How did you contact me?
Just send me one email.
Yeah, like I need more than that. This has happened to me before as well. But I can't remember what I did to fix it, and I can't remember how it happened, which is actually perfect.
I'm
for
so
this
glad
story.
You brought that up. That's
do you
right.
need to hear more?
Thank you so much for your input there,
Fee.
You're
welcome, girl.
Emma, Dave, and Fiona are on Spin.
Your number one hit music station.
Aussie, Jazzy, and High on Me on Spin. It's Emma, Dave, and Fiona. Hello.
Good morning. Hello. How are you doing? You're going to absolutely hate this, I feel, Emma.
Me?
Yeah, I feel like this is not a bit of you.
But God.
I need to bring it just because the Swifties are eagerly listening. I know they listen to Spin 103.8 for all their Taylor Swift updates, which is what we need to bring to them. So, you probably saw that on the podcast that Taylor Swift did with Travis Kelce and Jason, New Heights. She announced the launch of her new album, etc., etc. And also, people were really noticing that she was talking a lot about sourdough. She's cooking sourdough at the moment. She's baking it. She's sending it to her friends. She's obsessed with sourdough.
Am I meant to break that down and make it something else?
No, don't worry. Someone has already done that for you. Twice. The Swifties are well ahead of you, Queen.
If the Swifties put their energy into, like, other things, the world would be such a better place.
Oh yeah, no, we'd have had world peace back in 1928. But look, they've decided to focus their energies on this, and I think it's a bit of crack. Okay, how does sourdough link Taylor Swift to probably being the performer at the next Super Bowl halftime show? How would you reckon?
She's going to get that bread.
Oh, that's good. No.
Because she will rise to the occasion?
Well, sorry, this is amazing.
That's all I got.
But no.
She has a yeast in... Nope. No.
I mean, probably. But Swifties have suggested that with the Super Bowl taking place next, at San Francisco's 49ers Levi's Stadium, the team's mascot is none other than Sourdough Sam, a gold miner who shares a name with Swift's favourite new treat. Sourdough,
how many times
Sam.
Did you talk about sourdough in the podcast? Was it that obvious that?
Well, we have a clip.
Oh.
We're very deep in a sourdough obsession that has taken over my life. He asked me to send him two loaves of sourdough at training camp. The sourdough's taken over my life in a huge way. I'm on like sourdough blogs.
Okay, that's what she's at.
So
okay.
It was a few.
But you know what? It's such a reach for it to be about a mascot.
There's more.
Oh, right.
See, people thought, oh, is she just in her trad wife era? Is she just kind of like going back? Is it COVID? Is she just going back to traditional family values? Well, Taylor said that she thinks of sourdough bread 60% of the time now. An unusual amount, you might say. It's like not that much, not that little. It's
is
like
it the 60th
okay,
Super Bowl.
That's probably how much I think about bread.
She drives
yes,
me nuts.
It will be the 60th Super Bowl. And Emma, I fear there's more. At the beginning of Taylor's appearance on the New Heights podcast, Taylor also thanked Jason Kelce, host, for screaming for like 47 seconds. What was he screaming about? Probably the sourdough. But sleuthing Swifties have since pondered if the number 47 could be a connection to Swift's 47th Eras tour stop. Her 47th show on the Eras Tour, which took place at Levi's Stadium, where the Super Bowl is happening. So we've got the sourdough connection. We've got the 60 seconds, or we've got the 60% of the time, and we've got the 47 seconds that Jason Kelce screamed for Taylor Swift. Coincidence?
Yes.
I think
no, do you know
not.
What? A normal brain would say, yes, this woman's so annoying. That'd probably mean she is doing the Super Bowl, yeah.
So you're not a fan of the Easter eggs?
No, of course I'm not a fan
of the Easter eggs of a life to live. These poor kids who are Swifties are trying to study for a Leaving Cert. And this woman's consuming their brain. There's kids who are not getting the points they need for college because of how much she messes with their heads. It's not fair.
See, I've no life and I failed the Leaving Cert years ago, so I'm absolutely grand to be doing it. No, I passed, but like, you know, just by the skin of my teeth. Actually, Taylor was around then, but she wasn't infiltrating my life. But now I am deep into the Reddit threads and vibing. So there
and
you go.
When will she announce? What's the common thing? If she drops the Easter eggs, then she realises, oh, the fans have figured it out then. Does she announce Callum or what? Does she just let the people sit in it?
Yeah, no, it kind of just comes to fruition and then everyone was like, we were right.
Oh, I guess
it would
be kind of this time of year-ish that you get a Super Bowl announcement.
Last year they announced, for context, they announced
Kendrick
Lamar at around the end of September, I think.
Oh,
they announced
there you go. Job done.
And her album is out at the start of October,
so but she'll probably be launching a single in September. So
that album was out well in advance of that. Or was it? No, they came hand in hand.
Yeah.
So you're like, Super Bowl, album, boom.
It's handy that way. Mm. So at the moment, in terms of odds, Super Bowl, Taylor Swift is top, most likely to play the Super Bowl at,
it's
believe
no
it or
surprise.
Not, 60%. Next up is Metallica, 17%. Very different gig. Post Malone, 12%. Jay-Z, 9%. Morgan Wallen, 7%. Miley Cyrus, 6%. Sabrina Carpenter, 6%. Dua Lipa, 4%. Chapel Roan, 3%. And Ariana Grande, 3%.
If there was anyone to do the Super Bowl at this stage, it is Taylor Swift. Like,
that will be massive.
And it would be brilliant. How would you squeeze her 3-hour gig into, what, 4.5 minutes?
She'll find a way. They'll have to cancel the rest of the match. How important is that, really?
Oh my God, she's such a wreckhead. Anyway, it works for her, I suppose. Here's Rosé, Bruno Mars. This is APT. You're listening to Spit. Now, though, I am just over a month into my new journey, less plastic journey. I'm really making an effort at the moment. I went and I bought myself a reusable water bottle for the first time. I was one of these people where I drink a lot of water, and ever since the changes with the bottle return scheme and some of the sucky bits of the lids of the bottles now changed,
that's the killer now.
Glugs. I said, you know what? If there was ever a time to make the move, it is now.
Yeah.
And I have to say, it's been a fantastic month so far.
Oh my God, we've never seen you without that bottle. Oh. It's been you and that bottle. Beautiful, big black bottle.
Absolutely. And the great thing about this bottle is it has alternative lids. Mm. So, and it's only £20 now. Mm. Great old investment for me. It has a sucky bit and then it also has a twisty cap. So you can change based on your mood. You know, if you want to glug, then you can glug. If you want to like have a little suck through the straw thing.
This is a water bottle too. Emma's talking about if you've just switched on.
But unfortunately, I produced to you a plastic bottle this morning.
What is that?
It is a litre bottle of water that you buy in any shop.
Oh, Emma. What happened?
I lost my bottle.
What?
Lads, I'm absolutely gutted. Tesco, Angel Street, if you're listening, I'm coming for you after the show this morning. Because where I think, when I retrace my steps from yesterday, where my water bottle must be.
In Tesco Angel Street.
In Tesco Express Angel Street. And you see, everything went crazy yesterday and my routine flopped. And that's what happened. I had to go to the dentist on Angel Street. And when I left the dentist, which normally wouldn't I be doing, I would normally be doing that on a Tuesday. So everything was just thrown out the window.
Yeah.
I said, I need to go to Lidl out my way. But sure, look, there's a Tesco here. Save me stopping again. But I went in, I had no bags, no organisation. Meant to pick up like 2 bits. Ended up doing most of a weekly shop. I was at the till.
In a Tesco Express.
Tell me about it, no. Stud. Was at the till packing up my belongings, trying to organise myself. Had the bag from the dentist to hang on to too. Was trying to text to see if I had everything on the shopping list that we needed. I was in Rathfarnham, emptying out the car, taking the meats to the fridge, realising, panicking. The panic kept rising in my chest. Where is my water bottle? Mm. What is one to do? I just hope they haven't thrown it in the bin, guys. I was working, now I have to say, I've worked in a shop. I've worked in a corner shop for years when I was in college.
Shout out.
If somebody left a water bottle hanging on my till, I think it would be in the bin by now.
You think they'd throw that yolk away?
I think they would. I mean, why would they want someone else's saliva hanging about? So I've ordered another one.
Well, it's unfortunate that you've done that so hastily because we have your water bottle.
What?
Callum went retrieved. No, your water bottle.
I'm going to start crying.
So please cancel that order.
It like a baby. Callum, what happened? Oh my God, I've got goosebumps all over my body. They've just produced the water. Callum, you didn't. I'm going to start crying. Why are you so kind to
Emma me? Texted our group chat yesterday and I was still in work and I thought, do you know what? I'm about to leave work in about half an hour.
No, you didn't.
Tesco Angel Street is about a 2 minute walk away from work. Yeah. I went in.
I actually think I'm going to faint. I see stars in my eyes.
It hadn't moved. It was still by the checkout, by the chip and pin machine.
You didn't even have to ask anybody.
I just slipped in, grabbed it. I was kind of worried that I was stealing a staff member's water bottle, but I would know that trusty big black water bottle.
Yeah,
anywhere.
You knew. You said that is Emma's.
Can I give you a hug?
You said that is Emma's with the dual aspect sucky and chuggy lid options.
Oh, I'm gonna have to cancel that order.
I hope you can.
And you even emptied it out, did you?
I did because I couldn't. I wasn't putting it in my bag full of water.
So fair. Yeah.
Man, Callum, my genuine thanks to you, man. Thank you so much. I thought a clean up yesterday evening, someone was going to knock that lad in the bin.
Yeah, no. All's well that ends well now on the hydration front.
I did not expect this to take such a positive turn around. What a day, guys. What a morning. What a station. What a producer. Good morning.
It spins fully charged, recharged. Magical.
Benson Boone and Mystical Magical on Spin with Emma, Dave and Fiona. I am high on life right now, baby. Left my water bottle that I've become very close to in Tesco Express Angel Street yesterday. I was terrified it was going to be gone by the time I got back there this morning, and producer Callum and Fiona just produced it to me.
Oh,
Callum, man. He's just such a ledge.
You know, that was all Callum. He couldn't have you putting money into the deposit return scheme's clutches.
Crystal and the Days on Spin with Emma, Dave and Fiona. Oh my God, it's Tuesday.
All right.
It feels like we haven't only just played Top 10 Tuesdays because we played on Thursday last week.
But we're ready
again. Because of a minor clerical issue. but this is Top 10 Tuesday. This is where I give you a topic and you have to fill in what you think the top 10 of that topic might be. We've recently done the teams that finished in the top 10 of the Premier League last season.
We did very well in that one.
Fiona did fantastic in that one. Emma did awful.
We work as a team.
Yeah, no, you're playing against each other. And the 10 busiest airports in the world, plus loads more.
Oh, that was crap.
So, Emma and Fiona in the studio. You three lives each, and you take it in turn to try and answer my top 10 list. You get a point for each correct answer, and lose a life for something that isn't in the top 10. If you can't fill out the whole 10, we'll throw it out to you listening on 0877 11 1038. And if you help us out, we'll give you one IMC cinema pass for each correct answer. Last week, the person who we had on
got four.
Filled the list and got four. So
yeah,
that was great.
He did very well. Go
so,
sports.
As I was making this top 10 list today, I was thinking I've got a really good one. And then I realised that Emma's been on about four of these in her life. So then I don't know how well you're going to do, Emma.
Oh.
But today's Top 10 Tuesday.
What is that going to be?
I'm looking for the 10 busiest train stations with passengers alighting operated by Irish Rail, basically train stations in the Republic of Ireland, according to the 2024 National Rail Census.
Do we even have 10?
That's what I was going to say.
So it's the busiest train stations in Ireland, in the Republic, for people getting off the train.
For getting off the train.
Yeah. What about making transfers?
It's exiting the ticket barriers.
Gorgeous.
So it's obviously obviously done by people putting the tickets in the machine and they can see how many, or scanning the leap card. So think DART stations and
train stations.
DART stations do exist in this census.
This is a lot.
May I go for Houston?
We'll start with you, Emma. Emma, you've gone for Houston, and Houston is in the list as the second busiest train station in the country.
Okay, this is interesting. I'm going to go for Connolly.
Dublin Connolly is number one.
What?
So I'll use, for example, like Raheny. That's a DART station.
Yeah.
It's not in the top 10 list, but that would qualify.
Lovely DART station.
Okay, I'm going to just keep it with the major city, bigger cities for now in terms of getting off.
Yeah.
Waterford.
Waterford is not in the top 10.
Oh. Wow! I'm surprised by that.
Sickener.
Okay.
Emma,
Sickener.
You have lost a life.
Justice for Waterford, of course. I know we'll probably have more Dublin ones, but for now I'm going to go with Cork-Kent.
Cork-Kent is on the list at number 6. It is the 6th busiest train station in the Republic of Ireland, according to the 2024 National Rail Census.
All right, let's go Bray.
Bray, that's a good guess. and it's number 8.
Oh, well done, Em. Jeez, I wasn't sure about that now.
So that's 2 each, Emma. You've lost 1 life.
Yeah.
Let's go Tara Street.
Tara Street. Number 4.
Come on.
Not on Fiona.
Okay.
I feel like the list is getting exhausted in Emma's head now.
It's okay, it's okay. I'm just trying to think of the major... I'm trying to move out of Dublin and move out of Darts. Let's talk about Limerick Junction.
Oh, yeah.
Limerick Junction.
Biggie.
Is more of a... It's a transfer station, more of an actual alighting station. It's not on the list.
Oh, man.
It's more of a state of mind. What about...
It's like purgatory.
That's what I always say when I'm in Limerick. What about Pierce Street?
Pierce Street Station. It's number 3.
Come on!
So oh let me go God. Through the list that we have so far. Connolly's at 1, Houston's at 2, Pierce is at 3, Tara Street's at 4, Cork Kent is at 6, and Bray is at 8. Emma, you've only 1 life left.
Yeah, I know, I'm really bad at this. I don't think, in terms of the span of the country, what other train stations even is there? So let's just bring it back to Dublin,
why don't
I think.
You think up?
I think he said the Republic.
Oh, did
yeah,
he?
Yeah, you can't go for
he
anything.
He said the Republic.
It's operated why by Inrod Ireland.
West.
West? Ah, Galway. Galway.
Is not on.
Oh, I'm sorry.
That's okay.
So, Emma, you've exhausted your life, so it's now down to you,
that's
Fiona.
Okay.
No, I'm actually sad about that because I did suggest
you're
that.
No, that's fine.
You should have
I'm
that.
Just surprised because a lot of people do commute like
I know,
out of Dublin.
As well, I'm thinking of all the retirees who are like, no, I'm going to get the train to Galway for myself.
Exactly.
For free. Okay, right. So we've got Connolly, Houston, Pierce Street, Tara Street, Cork, Kent, and Bray.
Think more of the bigger Dart lines, maybe.
Yeah, yeah. Howth Junction?
Howth Junction, not on the list.
Yeah, okay.
Wait, I still have lives.
Yeah, you have 2 left.
Go on, give it a laugh.
Dunleary.
Dunleary, not on the list.
Ah, all right, see ya. Oh, wait, do I have 1 more?
1 more.
Ooh.
Come on, former AA road watch.
No, I know, and I rode that rail for years, girls. Oh, like Grand Canal Dock or
Grand Canal Dock is number 7.
Slay King and Queen.
There's 3 remaining, and you've 1 life left.
Okay, right. Where else is big over there? AKA in 5 minutes away from us. Grand Canal Dock, and what else does be around those parts? I've said Connolly.
You've done Pierce Street.
No, I know it's not going
to
be
hurry
this,
you
but
now.
Like Booterstown.
Booterstown, no, it
yeah,
stinks
France.
There as well.
Yeah,
just. We are out of lives. I was on the dot over the weekend. It absolutely stinks.
It unfortunately does.
So,
it's poo time.
087 711 1038 with 3 positions remaining for the busiest train stations in the Republic of Ireland for people getting off the train.
Yeah.
So far, Connolly's at 1, Houston's at 2, Pierce's at 3 and Tara Street's at 4. 5 is blank, 6 is Cork Kent, 7 is Grand Canal Dock, 8 is Bray, and then 9 and 10 is blank. Can you fill in that list? 087 711 1038. You could win 3 IMC cinema passes this morning.
Oh my God, we've only named 1 outside of the pale as well. But like, I can't think of more. I don't know.
Bring back Dave so I can not participate in this anymore. Get in touch. 087 711 1038. Win your way to the cinema. Justin Bieber now and Daisies at Spin.
Recharged.
Hello.
Hello.
Happy Tuesday. This is Top 10 Tuesday. I've given you a topic and you have to try and fill in the top 10 of that list. On today's Top 10 Tuesday, we are looking for the 10 busiest train stations with passengers alighting operated by Irish Rail in the Republic of Ireland. According to the 2024 National Rail Census, it's basically the busiest train stations for people getting off the train in the Republic of Ireland.
I never knew what alighting meant before,
alighting.
So that's a new word.
It's boarding and alighting.
Okay.
So in the studio, we got 7 out of 10. You did well.
Good.
Fiona actually smashed it this week.
She
got 5-2. Emma's been on about 2 trains.
Well, I like to say that we do this as a team, whether we're playing against each other or not.
Thank
so
you,
the
Fiona.
List so far.
Yes, the list so far. Number 1, Fiona guessed Connolly Station in Dublin.
Number 2, Emma guessed Houston Station.
Number 3, Pierce Street. Another guess there from Fiona.
Number 4, Tara Street.
We're stuck on 5. At number 6, Cork. That was Fiona.
Yes, and number 7, I'd like to say this was a... We both did this all together. At number 7, it was Grand Canal Dock.
Number 8, I think I guessed Bray
that
correctly
was you, girl.
There.
And then we're stuck on 9 and 10 as well.
So Emma's on to give us a hand this morning. Hello.
Hi, Emma. How are you doing?
Good. How are you?
Good. We are stuck on Top 10 Tuesday.
Yes, so today's Top 10 Tuesday is we're looking for the 10 busiest train stations by passengers alighting. So that's the 10 most busy train stations for people getting off the train. With 3 positions to guess, Emma, would you like to put your first guess in?
Maynooth.
She's gone Maynooth outside of Dublin, and it's number 9.
Oh, well done, Emma.
Yeah, sure. As you at university there. So
yes,
yeah.
Very good.
Do you want to put in another guess?
Sligo.
Oh,
Sligok.
Good guess. It's not on the list.
Okay. Have you got another one for us, Em? We do have another spot to fill.
My other guess was Kilkenny.
Okay.
Kilkenny isn't on the list either, I'm afraid, Emma.
Are you serious? I'm shocked by that.
So that's all your guesses exhausted. You have won one cinema pass. I'll be nice and I'll give you 2.
Go on, for God's sake.
And just to fill in the top 10 list for you, because there were 2 positions remaining, number 5 and number 10. We'll start with number 10, Malahide. People going to the beach, obviously a lot of people getting off there. And number 5, you'll be kicking yourself. Think of all the places where there's football matches and gigs.
Oh no.
Lansdowne Road is number 5.
Whoa, Lansdowne Road up very high.
Yeah.
Well, there you go. Emma, well done. You're off to cinema by 2. Thanks for getting involved.
Thanks a mil, Emma.
Up Sligo.
Have a good day.
Bye. 1038. Dublin. This is Emma, Dave and Fiona in the morning.
Big.
Your number one hit music station.
Let's go. Hi there, hope all is good.
Good morning.
Dave will be back tomorrow, which is lovely. So I was talking about this in the show and I promise I'll stop now, but I do want to tell you this. So I ran the 16K over the weekend. And
smashed it.
I did not smash it.
In my books,
it was tough going. And we had a bit of crack with this yesterday. This was the 16-kilometre race that I had barely trained for and I somehow managed to hobble over the line. Well, I told you, the reason I didn't pull out because I didn't want to let my friend Emer down. And Emer had really been training for this and getting herself ready for this. She texted me last night. Okay, I think I've officially lost my mind. I said, what? She sent me a screenshot. She's gone and got herself registered for the Dublin Half Marathon.
Stop.
Which is taking place in 5 weeks.
In 5 weeks?
Well, actually 4 weeks and 5 days now, right?
Oh my God.
I was like, go on, gal, fair play. Now, the thing about this is, it's completely sold out, this thing.
Yeah.
But her partner can't do it, so he transferred his ticket to her. So she said, please, Emma, just ask on the show tomorrow if someone is selling their tickets. I want you to do it with me.
Oh.
And I said, Emer, I don't know, girl. I'm still struggling to run a 5K. Never mind the what we did the other day. I said, 100%. You ask on the show tomorrow and somebody won't be able to make it. Just ask them to transfer you a ticket. I mean, it's all wild, so why not?
Sorry. Are you considering it?
Yeah.
Emma. Oh my God. Okay, me and Callum will definitely be out in our bike and he'll be in my little sidecar because you will need it. What's that, 21K?
It's 5K more than we did, but I think what really made her say I might as well do it when there's a ticket there is I think it's more or less the same route that we did. Plus 5.
Okay. Yeah.
So it's back in Phoenix Park again kind of a thing.
Oh, you're not going to have to do that loop again, are you?
Oh, yeah.
I know that really got you down.
It really did get me down. It did get me down, but I'm a glutton for punishment. I feel like she's going to take off on her running journey without me. I'm like,
we're
in this together.
If you go and do this half marathon, I don't know what I'll do. Fair play to you, girl.
I said it to Jack last night. I said, I think, you know, this might be happening if I can get my hands on a ticket. And he just went, oh God, I don't know if I can go through this again.
Oh my God. To be fair, do it before he does.
Yeah, true.
Emma, Dave and Fiona in the morning.
Disco Lines, Tinashe and No Broke Boys on Spin. We are Emma, Dave and Fiona. Hope you're well this morning.
Good morning.
I was really annoying last night. I imagine some lads are going to actually hate me and hurl abuse at me on WhatsApp for this. And that's fine. It was a bit of a laugh. I enjoyed myself. So basically yesterday morning around this time, I got a text from my boyfriend. His name is Jack and he is from Yorkshire and he supports Leeds United. And Leeds United were recently promoted to the Premier League, which was a very big deal at the time.
Good lads.
But basically, I get a text at this time yesterday morning saying, hey, do you want to go for dinner tonight? My treat. I was here going, wow, why is he so obsessed with me? This is just fabulous. On a Monday, don't have to think about like what we're going to have for dinner.
Fine.
Man. So I realised then, as you know, I started waking up properly and got a coffee into me, I said, this isn't a lovely dinner to spend time with me. He needs someone to go and watch the Leeds match with him because it's Monday night football and it's the first game of the new season of the Premier League.
Plot thickens.
So I said, that's grand. So I got myself all ready and off we went. And I don't know what came over me. I can be, you probably know this from listening to the show, but I can be really annoying sometimes.
No, stop.
Ah, like,
what would make you say that?
You know that already. We can all be really annoying sometimes. And I really enjoyed this. I said, I'm going to just do little things while this match is on to just see what kind of a reaction I get, you know? So I played a lot of crossword games on my phone while the match was on. And every now and again, I would just interject with a comment just to see what kind of reaction I got. So I started off with this. Which colour are Leeds wearing?
White.
I thought they were blue. Just silly, you know?
Lads love that. Lads love that when they're watching football.
I'm so silly. I have no clue what's going on.
You're just a girl.
I moved on to this.
Did they just say Cork City?
It's Irish, maybe.
Are Cork in the Premier League?
Cork in the English Premier League.
Are they, though?
You know they're not.
Oh, my God. He is loving that.
You know they're not. We move on to this.
That's Old Trafford, isn't it? They're playing.
And then we actually came home for the second half, and this is when they finally got a bloody score from a penalty. And it was because some poor fella from the other team, who was it?
Everton.
Poor fella. His arm just got in the way.
In the
penalty box. And it was a peno for Leeds in the end.
Bring more arms into football.
Honestly,
I've been saying it for years. Let them use them.
I just decided to really rile him up then, because he was getting very excited and very like, you know, all, oh, is it going to be a penalty or not? And I was just like, you know, thinking, I don't know, this fella deserves this. Poor guy. He didn't mean to get his arm in the way.
I don't think he meant to do that, though.
Meant to what?
Like, he clearly was trying to make his hand go.
I don't know. Like, he took towards it. Yes! 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 Come on, put it in, lad.
I don't think they deserve that penalty.
The Met just takes it. Oh, my God.
If he doesn't score now, this is an actual joke.
Yes! Come on!
Did they deserve that, though?
He's actually entertaining you more than I would have thought. Like,
instead,
he is.
Oh, at the end of that, where he's like, you're wrecking my head. So I got my back and happy out.
I love it. Oh, my God. Sorry. At least now, you know, he'll probably never ask you to watch a match with him again.
Thank you.
Which is what you put in the groundwork for that.
I think any Leeds supporters, just come together and invite him next time.
Yeah, please. There has to be a little Leeds supporter out there for Jack. And actually, Dwayne, my partner, who supports Liverpool, who you think there'll be a few of them around, he had to go to a pub last Sunday, I think they were playing, and watch the match on his own. And he got a carvery. And then it was really, really busy in this pub.
That's so sad.
And they were like, sorry, do you mind when you finish your carvery, like, moving off this table? Because we need a family to sit here. And he was like, I'm so lonely. So if there's any Liverpool supporters, I won't be going to the match myself.
Oh, my God.
But there has to be a little club now where we can get the boys together.
And Liverpool crew unite. Do you have any not Forest fans, Callum, to hang out with?
I've never seen anyone in this country wearing a Forest shirt.
This was my favourite, though.
That's Old Trafford, isn't it, man?
Spins, fully charged. Recharged. On Spin with Emma, Dave and Fiona. Listen, we want to get you on your holidays. If you want to win a week in the sun for free, message us the word golden now. 087-711-1038. Holiday to Fuerteventura on the line. Golden in a WhatsApp now. 087-711-1038.
Very, very exciting. But meanwhile, in Dublin, as they say, is Dublining. A story I came across. You might have seen this as well, you listening. It's just, do you know when you see one of those and you're like, we've gone too far with the trends and we can't have anything without absolutely exhausting it.
Mm-hmm.
John Leary in Dublin, aforementioned, is expected to see the country's first floating sauna.
Oh, wow.
Next year. So you know we're a fan of a sauna at the moment.
Yeah, big
their
time.
First saunas were popping up where you might expect them to, by the sea.
Yeah.
But they've since then been popping up in industrial estates, near Dundrum Town Centre, places that are nowhere near the sea, but just that people might,
want
to sweat it out.
It's great.
I mean?
I love that people are into this. I wish I could get into it myself. I don't like the idea of getting into a cold bath, but hey,
really?
Maybe it'll be good for me.
It's actually good crack. Like, you get into the sauna for, I don't know how long you're meant meant to stay in there, say like 8 minutes or something, and then you jump into the sea or the plunge pool or whatever, and then you get back in the sauna. It is really enjoyable. Like, as much as I'm reluctant to jump on a trend, well, I say that, like, my bag is dripping with laboo-boos and I'd be like getting a nice matcha every day after the show. So I don't know why I'm trying to act like I'm alternative. But yeah, I feel like it took Ireland a while to get onto the sauna thing. Like, people have been in saunas on the continent for years, but now we're just kind of coming to terms with like not crying when we see our own bodies. Obviously, like, people in like Sweden and stuff are in the saunas in the nip.
Yeah,
but that won't happen here for a few years.
I'd like to give it a go.
Yeah, we've got our togs and we've got our little sauna hats, which is the thing that's really killing me at the moment. So how this sauna will work, basically, you get onto it, you step onto a pontoon by Dunleary Harbour, and then it floats out. I'm confused. When you're out there floating in the sauna, are you absolutely roasting? And then how do you get out of it? Like,
do you have to jump into the sea?
Do you jump into the sea and then have to try and get back up onto the sauna?
That's the embarrassing bit. I wouldn't be able to handle
trying
myself.
Yeah, trying to lug yourself up.
One leg up, kind of thrown over at a 45 degree angle.
And there's obviously
the
eight other
off.
Randomers inside the sauna, because that's how they book out these things. But I just, like, it was one of those things where you kind of, like, it's like a Love in Dublin thing that pops up and you're like, this is, we've gone too far. So I was thinking of other real, well, like, it's not real or fake, these are all fake, but they could very much be real. Just like Dublin events and new limited edition drinks and foods that we can try out. So Dublin's first clattering ice matcha is launching at the Oasis Merch pop-up shop next month. Walk, don't run.
Oh, I love that. Yeah, good idea.
Yeah, you know, let's try it. Come with me to try Dublin's first housing crisis acai bowl, topped with the flies your landlord painted into your living room wall that are now stuck there, and served in a bedazzled Kerrygold handbag with an oat flat white drizzle. Really looking forward to getting on that one now.
Give it time, girl.
That is going to pop off. Oh my God, is your laboo-boo wearing the Grogan's limited edition dry robe lined with spice bag seasoning? Yes, my laboo-boo is. Guys will be like, I know a place, and take you to Dublin's first pizza by the slice pop-up with split the G dip and a grated Dubai chocolate flakes at Gravediggers. Obviously.
Nowhere else.
I have to be getting that. Pizza by the slice, Dubai chocolate dip. We've all been saying it. So yeah, if you're looking for a bit of inspo for the next trend, I'm happy to hop on and do like mood boards with you guys, or maybe a bit of brainstorming. And just
make sure to hashtag collab sponsor,
hashtag clattering, hashtag would be buying this myself, just a product I really believe in.
It's fully charged, recharged.
And Love Me Not on Spin with Emma, Dave and Fiona. I think Michaela's back from her holidays today, isn't she?
We're about 17 years away.
Oh, she's been loving that. A nice tour. I think she went with friends for the first week and her fella for the next.
Oh.
Sorry, are you serious?
Holiday.
Yeah, I thought you were going to say, am I stalking her? No. Yes.
So sorry, friends for the first week, then she threw the fella over for the second week.
I think, they maybe went somewhere
else. She's the boss, isn't she? You just do what you're told.
Yeah. She says, here, I'll fly you out. Yeah. Ryanair, extra leg room and all. Come and meet me in Portugal. I don't know where she was.
She can fill you in herself on how that all went down. She obviously gets what she wants, this gal. She's back live from 10 o'clock this morning.
Spins, fully charged.
Dochi and Anxiety here on Spin. Summer's number one hit music station of all is good. It's Emma, Dave and Fiona. How are you?
How are you? Anxiety is an appropriate song title for how I've been making everyone feel the last few months, talking about my wedding plans. If you've been listening to the show for a while, you might know I'm getting married at the start of November. You might also know that I'm extremely unorganised and haven't really gotten anything sorted. Actually, I've been ticking a few things off the list. I was telling you last week, I registered my intent to marry, got the green book, found out you can't marry your cousin or your uncle on your
partner's
wedding,
so
side.
Unfortunately, the wedding's off.
Yeah, it's a shame. Unfortunately,
but it must be said for you listening, she got the green book and she got all that done, but she wouldn't have done any of that if it wasn't for you being like a few weeks ago telling Fiona, you need to get that sorted, gal.
Yes.
If she was any more relaxed, she'd be lying on the floor. It's actually crazy
it's
how laid back
so
you are.
It's so true. I do have the show to thank for a lot of what I've gotten organised. The listeners remind me of the green book thing. saying Emma sorted me out with my makeup artist. So really, it's all coming together thanks to Spin 1038. This will be a Spin 1038 wedding.
Now we know why she wanted the job, eh?
It was all part of it. But no, I actually am starting to stress myself a bit. I've been looking to get a vintage wedding dress, and I have been on an Etsy journey, which at this stage in proceedings, I can't say I recommend to anyone. The first dress I ordered, I actually brought that in here to the show as well. It cost me 60 quid. It looked like it was something out of the 1800s. I looked like a ghost in a play.
To be honest, you know, you did bring it in, and I thought it's kind of the kind of thing that you might have in like a dress up section.
Oh, 100%. When you bring out the dress up box, when your cousins who you aren't allowed to marry,
yes,
and you say,
let's
play grannies. That's what that was. And then a second dress came last week from Etsy. I ordered that from Arizona, I think, in America. It was left behind the black bin very unceremoniously, but to be fair, the postman didn't know it was a wedding dress because it was about the size of it.
No, sorry, you couldn't write it like.
It was like the size of the t-shirt that you probably got for finishing your race that you did during the week. Like, it was like slimsy. It was not giving wedding dress. I got in the door. I tried on this wedding dress. I actually sent the video of the wedding dress to Emma, who very kindly tried to use AI to show me how the dress could look if I did the alterations I wanted to. But I just wasn't happy. And I really, like, I, you know, when you, I got the ick for the dress.
I was genuinely freaking out for Fiona. It was during my designated nap time. And I was like, I need to help this girl find a dress.
Oh my God. Like, if something stirs you from your designated nap time, I know it's bad.
I was like, what are we going to do? What's she going to walk down the island? Like, we're running out of time. This is another one that isn't successful.
But you really did help me. And a lot of people came together on my Instagram to help me out. But I was nonetheless just really having a little bit of a breakdown. I did take to my Instagram stories, which is where I like to go to get problems solved. And things were falling apart slowly but surely.
Struggling a bit, I can't lie, I don't know what I'm gonna do with this dress. I think I want vintage. I want it to be short or have the potential to be taken up. It's just struggle street, and the wedding's in about 10 minutes. So that's a bit of crack.
Oh, Fiona, you're stressing us all out. The second-hand anxiety, like, is palpable. I genuinely, you crossed my mind so many times across the day, genuinely, normally, but for this reason.
Oh, thank you.
Oh, my God. Will you get it together? You're getting married, as you said, in about 10 minutes.
No, literally. And I was stressing out a lot of people, like the amount of people who got in touch with me about this. Not like some offering advice, some just being like, what is wrong with you? Including, but not limited to, a girl who was the year below me in drama school 10 years ago, a girl my sister played GAA with in 1998, a girl who went to college with my cousin, the wife of my partner Dwayne's friends, whose wedding he was best man at 3 years ago. And that's where things get a little bit interesting. I am so delighted to tell you listening, and tell you Emma, and tell you Callum, who I don't think really gives a shite, but look, you're on for the journey anyway. I have secured a wedding dress. A wedding dress is in the works. Oh yeah, it's happening, baby. I'll be telling you all about it in 3 minutes' time.
Whoa. And who is this linked to? The last person you mentioned?
Yes, the wife of my partner Dwayne's friend, whose wedding he was best man at 3 years ago.
When there's a win, there's a win. Bring it on, baby. Here's Somber.
Good morning. How are you getting on? I was telling you just before Somber there that I've been having a nightmare journey trying to get a wedding dress. I'm getting married at the start of November. I've been stressing people out on my Instagram stories because I've ordered two
Don't mind your Instagram stories. You've stressed out everyone listening to this show, which I think is really unfair.
And IRL. And here to you listening as well. I'm sorry for stressing everyone out, but I'm delighted to report that your stress might be eased very shortly. So yeah, I had ordered two dresses, the most recent of which was €300, and after ordering it I saw there was no returns, which I love for me.
Beautiful.
I put this up on my Instagram stories last week when I was having a bit of a mental breakdown. That's where I tend to go when that is happening.
A bit of a
panic moment.
It wasn't the dress.
No.
It was very much what I ordered versus what I got.
Oh my God, big time. Yeah. Emma was trying to help me. Emma was trying to put the dress through AI to show how it could be after I got the alterations that I had talked about in my vision done. But who really came to save the day is a woman called Kate, who is my partner Dwayne's best friend's wife. We were at their wedding 3 years ago, and Kate had an absolutely beautiful wedding dress that was made for her by her dad, Ernest. Ernest is a dressmaker.
Ernest is his name.
Ernest is his name. Ernest is his game. Ernest Perryman, he is a wonderful dressmaker, and Kate is his daughter. And actually, I don't know if you would have seen this. 3 years ago, I think, was their wedding was like 3 years ago in October, and it was in Cork City, and it was raining, and she had this beautiful dress with this massive train. And this video actually went viral. It got shared loads of places because he took out his dressmaking scissors.
Ernest did.
Ernest did. Outside the hotel where the wedding was, and literally just cut her dress. Cut her dress raw. And like cut away, he raw dog cutting the dress, and it was still perfect.
Wow.
And she was going around looking absolutely incredible. So he's amazing. And I had thought, like, when I was on this dress journey, I was like, I wonder what I see could Ernest do the dress. But I obviously just never got my,
because she's so disorganized.
No, I never got my business together to make that happen. And then Kate saw my Instagram stories and was like, I cannot breathe looking at these. You are making me so anxious. I actually don't know what to do. And she was like, I could have asked my dad, but now he's booked up till December. And is there any dressmaker in Dublin? She's like, any old biddy that could maybe like put it together for you? Because like, she was like, what you're looking for actually isn't that complicated. The style of dress, you know, if you could just get someone to make it for you. And I was like, oh, I'm not going to do that. And then the next day, she sends me another voice note saying,
no, she doesn't.
Fiona, sorry if I'm overstepping here, which at first I was like, shut up, girl. But if you can source the fabric, my dad says he can put that dress together for you in a weekend.
What?
In a weekend! That is the kind of time frame I like to work with for my wedding.
Ernest.
Shout out to you, Ernest Perryman. I am aware I sound like the jammiest Dodger ever.
Yeah, you are the jammiest Dodger ever.
And
you
I will say, I will be paying full whack for this. It's not like anything like that. Obviously, I will be paying Ernest for his time.
Are you going to have to drive to Cork with the fabric?
I'm going to have to drive to Cork with the fabric. I think now that I know, I'm actually kind of looking for a bit of a simpler fabric, and Ernest knows that now, so he might be able to help me like look in the direction. Needless to say, I won't be ordering the fabric off Etsy.
Sorry, I just had a little thought there for a second. Ernest is a dressmaker,
yes,
and he's your friend's dad. So
yeah.
What age man are we talking? Ish?
I guess 60s maybe, 50s, 60s.
Close to retirement. You have him working on a weekend because of your disorganisation.
Go on. Ernest offered. He's only delighted with this.
A near retired man dedicating a weekend to helping you out.
Come on. He's only buzzing to get the scissors out.
Fiona, what's the lesson?
He loves...
What's the lesson?
Leave things till the last minute and someone on Instagram will help you. And I would recommend that to anyone listening.
That is not the message. That is not the message.
Me.
Do you have your invites done yet?
They're actually coming this week. I'll bring them in to you tomorrow.
You're on spin.
1038. Dublin. This is Emma, Dave, and Fiona in the morning.
Big.
Your number one hit music station.
Let's go. Hi there. What's happening?
Hey, how are you? I promise I'm going to stop going on about Oasis now, but this is actually a fun little detail, okay? I was telling you yesterday on the show, if you happen to be listening, so we were kind of right up the front at Oasis, right near the kind of VIP section.
Yeah.
And we saw Liam Gallagher's son, Gene Gallagher,
yeah,
walk right past us. And when you see him, it feels like you're stepping back in time. He looks like him. He dresses like him as well.
Yeah, yeah.
And he was wearing this red jacket. And now I saw, like, on a random Oasis fan page, it's called Gallagher's On Tour. You know, not that I follow it or anything, it just pops up for me. Gene Gallagher dresses up as his brother, Buttons. And this is definitely the gig I was at because he's wearing the red jacket. So Buttons is Liam Gallagher's dog, who he adopted from an Irish guy, actually, called Niall Harbison, who used to be the head of Love in Dublin. And now he lives in Thailand and he rescues like Thai dogs.
Oh my God, I follow him on Instagram.
He like goes on like motorbikes around Thailand and drops off like loads of treats,
yes,
for the dogs. And this,
if you don't follow this guy online, he's amazing.
Yes.
He like, there's obviously a huge problem in Thailand with, and loads of places around the world,
yeah,
but with street dogs and dog abandonment,
yeah,
and stuff. And he takes dogs that are badly treated and he nourishes them up. And it's a fabulous account to follow on Instagram,
yeah,
if you're looking for a little bit of good news.
And he puts them up for adoption as well and all the rest. Or he just like kind of takes takes care of the stray dog.
I'm annoying now asking so many questions.
No, go on.
But Liam Gallagher adopted a dog off this
from Niall Harbison.
No
yeah,
way.
About 2 or 3 years ago. So your man Niall, he saw like the application that came in like through Google, same as anyone else would apply, and it was like Liam Gallagher, occupation singer, and he was like, obviously someone has taken the mick out of me. But it was real. He wanted to adopt the dog, who's called Buttons, who got shipped over from Thailand, and now Liam has the dog with his partner. And then Jean Gallagher, just like, there's this picture of him with like a picture of the dog on his face at the front row at the Oasis gig in Dublin.
And so Buttons just, obviously wears a red coat as well.
Must do.
Right.
Must do.
Gotcha.
So yeah, I love it.
That's
Shout
fabulous.
Out Jean. I feel like I'd be mates with him.
Also,
I don't know. Is it like weird for me to add him on Instagram or whatever?
No.
Slide in.
On your number one hit music station.
Emma, Dave and Fiona.
Sounds like spin.
Sounds like spin.
Good morning. How are you getting on? Okay, kind of in the wake of the Sydney Sweeney American Eagle ad, I've been noticing that ads in general are just a bit mad recently in the sense that, like, they're about nothing that is to do with the ad in question. It could be an ad for suitcases, and it's like, this is a new state of being. This is a new way of life that will transform you forever.
We do enjoy, and we've talked on a long time ago on the show about the kind of madness of American ads in general, American TV compared to what we're used to here and what they can advertise for, and like the way that they make up a song about a certain medication and stuff.
Oh my God, mad. The medication ads are gas. And
whereas here they tend to be a little bit more subdued, but maybe not anymore, as you're saying.
I mean, these days, like obviously in Ireland, like there will be, I feel like our tact is usually in the last few years kind of like tug at the heartstrings. Like we've got like the Super Value Christmas ad, the Woody's Christmas ad, which obviously we're kind of borrowing from the UK with that, but we love like a sentimental moment, or like say like the little
anything
ad
Barry's
for the
tea.
Women's, oh yeah, Barry's tea, cozying up to a bit of Barry's tea and FaceTiming your daughter in Vietnam. We're all about it, you know what I mean? But there are some ads that I've seen recently that have really floored me in terms of what they are, like what they seem to be about and what they're actually about.
Okay.
So I thought I'd bring them to the show, and I thought I would test you, Emma, on these ads to see if you can possibly guess what they are about. So this first one, I thought I was learning something. I thought this was like an information kind of video where you learn facts about stuff you're never going to probably do, for example, landing out of a plane. So this is clip one from the first ad.
If you accidentally fall out of a plane, most people think you should aim to land in water. But in reality, that's the worst option. The thing is, water doesn't compress well, and you'll be falling at over 200 miles per hour.
Okay.
Okay.
So
all right.
If you're ever emergency landing out of a plane, it's not good to land in water.
The only thing that I'm connecting with in that ad is the voice and the accent.
Mm-hmm.
And all I can hear is Vorsprung Bug Technik. So I think it's a car ad for Volkswagen.
Okay.
And I think maybe they're using the imagery of that kind of impact as how they have such safe features in their car.
Do you know what? That's a very good guess.
He sounds like the Vorsprung Duck Technique man.
I really, really like where you've gone with this, and I appreciate that you explained your findings, and I see the link. Unfortunately, you could not be further off.
Wow.
This is what the ad's about.
It's better to choose another landing spot if possible. For example, Jamaica Indian Restaurant, where you can dive into bold spices, sizzling tandoori platters, legendary Hyderabadi biryani, and flavors that taste like home. Eat, chill, vibe, and spice up your day. Something tells us you are landing here real soon.
Sorry, still confused. It's a food. What
it's
kind of food?
It's an ad for a curry house.
Oh, for crying out loud.
Instead
that's
of landing from a plane into the sea, please land into a bowl of tikka masala.
And they're talking
it's
about like the impact of landing in water.
Yes.
That's ridiculous.
There's absolutely no link. It's just an ad for a curry house. To be fair, it's effective. I don't know where the place is. I assume in the UK, but I mean, I'm going to try and track it down and go. Next up, Callum actually showed me this ad last Friday after the show. And we were both sitting here, like we knew what it was for, but it was like, the first of all, the ad was 3.5 minutes long.
Mm.
Second of all, it was so sentimental. And it just was like, so this is about one item. It seems like it's about the entire history of something. And I don't know how I'm meant to feel. So this is clip number two. Let's see if you can guess.
We've dreamt Loved.
Created. For.
Survived. And won.
This sounds to me like one of those GAA ads, but it's like for the Camogie team filling the stadiums, you know what I mean? It's like, you know, really impactful and they're out kicking balls and it starts with the young girl with the red hair and the pigtails and the helmet and then she's a grown mother and she's got her own kids out there smashing it in Crow Park, shoving it over the bar. I don't think it's the GAA, but I'm so stumped, I'll just lock that in.
Okay, very good. Well, you are quite close with that. This 3.5 minute ad that seemed to scout every person from Nottingham and beyond was actually an ad for the singular new Nottingham Forest jersey.
What?
Just the one jersey.
What?
Just the one jersey. But it is like, it's like a history lesson of Nottingham, which I wouldn't have thought had that much history.
There's a lot of history.
Well, as I know from the ad now. Finally, this third ad is for, I'll give you a hint, it's for a product.
Okay.
Ooh.
Oh, great. Most things are products.
There you go.
Look, I didn't ask to be the king of summer. It just kind of happened. Miss Tan, genetics. I just got my color analysis back. Guess what? Golden summer.
So it's another attractive American person talking about genetics. There was a lot of infamy
recently. Your one, what's your name?
Sydney Sweeney, and her ad was about genes.
All right.
This is another beautiful person talking about genetics and looking well.
About his tan.
Yeah.
Is it for tooth whitening strips?
Tooth whitening strips, very good, because you're tan, you'd be popping with the white teeth. Unfortunately, you're way off. It's for this.
Every time I drink a Dunkin' Golden Hour Refresher, it's like the sun just finds me.
What? The Golden Hour Refresher. Only a Dunkin'.
Okay, so I don't know what that is. It's something from Dunkin'
Donuts. It's an ad for Dunkin' Donuts for a fizzy drink that this man has definitely never let pass his lips, because he's got a golden tan and he knows how to use it, and he's got about a 14 pack. I'd say he's no more stopping into Dunkin' Donuts.
And you're saying that the bottle of fizzy would give him a tan, is it?
That's what had happened, allegedly.
Right. We're running out of ideas, lads. Here's Sabrina Carpenter, Manchild. It's been summer's number one hit music station. Hey, we live in a time when we could all do with an extra few quid. There's no doubt about that. No, I'm not talking about the cash machine. I'm talking about a very unconventional job that could earn you quite a wad of cash.
Oh.
And you might take inspiration from this guy in Australia. His name is Bill Edgar. Okay. And he is a private investigator. That's kind of was his main bread and butter. Until something quite bizarre happened to him in 2018. A client of his was dying. Okay. And this was a huge ask. But back in that time, in 2018, this client asked him, would he crash his own funeral, right? What? And deliver a truth that was never shared while this client was living.
Whoa.
So the plan was to interrupt the eulogy of the client's best friend and expose an affair, right? Drama.
At the funeral.
This guy who was on his deathbed, God love him, was obviously looking for drama and thought based on his experience of working with this guy in a capacity of private investigator. So there must have been stuff going on anyway.
Yeah.
If I could join the dots, I would say maybe he asked him to uncover the affair in the first place.
Right.
And then said, you know what you're going to do now? You're going to get up there when I'm dying and I'll pay you, or when I've died and I'll pay you to interrupt the funeral and expose this, okay?
Oh, I live. Sure, what else are you going to do? Can't take the money with him.
Exactly.
I've got to come in, stand up and tell everybody to sit down, shut up or bugger off, because my client in the coffin's got something to say and this is what it is.
Right? It's really dramatic stuff.
Oh my God.
So this kind of went from this one-off occasion to this guy, Bill Edgar, saying there's money to be made here.
Yeah.
And he is known across Australia and beyond as the coffin confessor.
Stop.
This is how he makes a lot of cash. He gets about 5,000 quid for interrupting funerals with revelations, maybe asking someone who's up on the stands to get off because the person dead didn't even like them, so don't even talk about me. He explains that he's had to ask people to leave during a service.
First off, he'd like me to ask if his brother and his brother's wife and their daughter attend the service, to kindly ask them to remove themselves because he hadn't seen them in 30 years. Oh. So why were they there paying their respects now when they could have seen him, you know, all that time?
Oh, my God.
As I mentioned, someone doing a eulogy, maybe actually there was something dodgy going on there and he's had to show up at funerals and ask whoever up there to step on down, please.
As well as that, he asked me to interrupt his best mate's eulogy and tell him to sit down, shut up or bugger off because he wasn't a best mate. He'd been trying to crack onto his wife while, you know, my client was on his deathbed.
Honestly, give me a Netflix TV show, please, following Bill Edgar.
Or you'd be like, who is your man?
I know.
Like, sit down at the funeral.
It's but also proper EastEnders, like the, yes. the season finale of yeah. EastEnders or the Christmas special. So funeral interruptions are one thing. Other requests he's gotten since he kicked this off over the last 7 years are home sweeps or cleanups. So he visits homes of terminal clients and he removes sensitive items for them, like sex toys.
Oh, all so right. no one can find it after mm-hmm. they croak it.
Imagine their poor mother going in, having to look around, and there's a, you know.
Oh, just clean up those.
Yeah, yeah. Money, documents, and that's all before loved ones find them, as you said. And any other unique final wishes. They've included checking the identity of the deceased in the coffin to prevent premature burial fears, like some people who are quite paranoid about
oh,
that type of
enough.
Thing.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
And he kind of explains why he does it. Let's be real. He does it for the huge amount of money he receives.
For me, it's more standing up for those that can't speak, and that's why I give my voice to those that are now departed.
Aww. Some of the other things he's done in his time. One lady got me to confess to her son that she wasn't his mother, but actually his grandmother.
Oh.
His sister was his real mother, and his father was his grandfather.
Oh,
what?
MG.
Yep. During a recent job, he knocked on the door of a man whose wife had died 7 months ago to deliver him flowers because it was their anniversary.
Oh, no, that's
Isn't that
lovely.
So nice. He said it can be hard, especially when you're face to face with someone that's in their late 60s and they're broken and alone. Then all of a sudden they say, "What's she thinking of me?" And I'm like, "Yeah. She knows exactly what's gone on there." Sorry, that's a random quote. But what I meant to get at there was that they are looking at someone who's just lost someone and unveiling something so tragic or shocking
yeah.
to them. And that's why he's getting $5,000 to go.
Sorry. Now, I would do this for free because I love a bit of drama. And
no,
I would, love.
Not.
No, I would love to stand up in a funeral and be like, "He wasn't your real dad." Like, I would live. But I'd take $5,000 for it as well. If 5,000
euro.
In
if you want that kind of drama in your life, Fiona Frawley is your lady. She's yeah. getting married in a couple of months. So probably that's why she's throwing
herself
that out
stuff
there.
To pay for it, kids.
The extra cash.
Recharged.
That's Alex Warren. His new single is called Eternity on Spin, another beauty. It's amazing how sometimes you can feel like you can sing along there. I was like, "Yeah, it feels it." And then he does that bit where he goes, "Eternity."
Yeah, you're nailing yeah, it. It's perfect.
How does he get so low?
Spin 103's Golden Ticket. Hey,
yeah. Yep, we want you to come on. We want you to win a holiday to Fuerteventura for free. You deserve it. It's all with thanks to Sunway.ie, Ireland's hassle-free holiday company. You could be staying for 7 nights at a gorgeous accommodation place. We've been looking at it loads. Pierre and Bacan's Village in Fuerteventura. You can just worry about relaxing and enjoying that sunshine. It's Nicole standing by this morning. How are you?
I'm good. How are you?
Good. What's the plan for the day for you? What's going on?
Work.
Oh, you don't sound too excited about that.
What do you do for work, Nicole?
So, I'm an accountant.
Oh, fair enough. I wouldn't be too excited about
and
that either.
And it's that time of year, isn't it? I don't know if you pay wages or whatever, but that's the time of the month that it all needs to be in or something.
Yeah.
Yeah, not good crap.
Yeah, and then October usually, so this is
the... Oh, the tax returns.
Oh,
Jesus.
My God,
yeah,
Nicole,
thanks for that
you
reminder.
Sound like you're on Struggle Street. Do you work in an accountant's firm or are you like an in-house accountant somewhere?
No, I'm in a firm, so
okay.
busy. Really
so,
busy, okay. yeah.
So I'm gathering everyone is no crack at all. By the tone.
Listen, you deserve a holiday. We would love to get you to Fuerteventura. When's the last time you were away, Nicole?
Oh,
2023. Oh my God, girl, you need a holiday. Are you not on those accountancy wages?
I was in London in June, but
nah.
proper sun holiday.
Yeah,
was
yeah, that's
London
that's
doesn't
not holiday. That's yeah, yeah. No,
it's
we
just
want to
another
do better
big
than that.
Smelly river and lovely building.
Yeah.
All right, Nicole. This is Emma, Dave, and Fiona's Golden Ticket. Have you heard this game before?
Yes.
Oh, amazing. Okay, so you know how it works. You guess 5 songs and artists within 25 seconds and you will win that holiday to Fuerteventura. So yes. If it's a song with a few people on it, you only need to tell us one artist that's on the song. There's no skipping or passing, but there is a swap. So if you don't know the song, you can shout swap and we will pause the clock and swap that song that you're stuck on. Bear in mind, you only get one swap, so do use it wisely and you cannot swap the final song. Okay, Nicole?
Yeah.
Now, we can't move on until you get that song and artist correct, but when you do, we'll pause the clock as so you can gather yourself and get ready for the next song. Would you have any questions at this stage?
No, all good.
No, listen, she's just an accountant, she's got attention to detail, she knows what's going on.
All right, here we go. It's Emma, Dave and Fiona's Golden Ticket. We want to get Nicole out of here. Song 1 plays in 3, 2, 1, start the clock.
Ellie.
So Sabrina Carpenter.
Yes.
Done. Very good.
You got that in just over 4 seconds. So we're going to say you have 21 seconds left for four songs.
Here
so
we go.
Very good. Flying it.
Song two on Emma, Dave and Fiona's Golden Ticket plays in 3, 2, 1. Start the clock.
No, it's a bad idea, but how can I help myself?
Sharon.
For most this year.
Yeah. Do you want to swap it?
Swap it if you're not sure the name.
Yeah. Ed Sheeran's been locked in as the artist in song two, but to be honest, he's so many songs, it's mind-boggling. That was Eyes Closed, but not to worry, it's gone now.
We've got a new song two for you playing now in a second. All right, Nicole?
Yeah.
Here we go. A brand new Ed Sheeran song as your swap playing in 3, 2, 1. Start the clock.
You're glowing.
Ed Sheeran, Aziz Am.
No,
you know the other big one.
Can't help.
Say again.
But shy.
Yes. Yeah, well done. That is Ed Sheeran and Sapphire in the bag.
Amazing. So you've got 11 seconds left now, Nicole, for three songs. It sounds tough, but I think you can do it. Just shout the name and the artist out as quick as they come to you.
Here we go. Song three plays in 3, 2, 1. Start the clock.
Days aching, nights are long, 2 years and still.
Lewis Capaldi.
Yeah.
Guess I'm still if you can't remember something.
Drag my
two,
through the
one.
Oh, God. That was Lewis Capaldi and the song is Forget Me. Sorry, Nicole.
Forget Me.
No. Again, a lad who has a fair amount of songs out, so it could have been a host of them. Listen, thanks for giving it a lash. Thanks for listening. Have a lovely day and mind yourself, okay?
You too.
Thank you so much, Nicole.
Bye.
Bye, bye. Maybe Dave will bring the energy tomorrow when
Maybe.
He's back.
Maybe. Yes, yeah.
If you want to play Golden in a WhatsApp, 087-711-1038. You know song one's going to be Sabrina and you know song two is going to be Ed, so give it a lash. Here's
We're
Gigi Perez
for you.
At Spin.
Spins fully charged.
Recharged.
Check this out.
It's time for Fiona's
control. This is live radio, baby.
Hello.
Things are going
are
crazy
doing?
Up in here. But this is Fiona's final thoughts. What are your thoughts as this is all happening, Fiona?
Well, now, I think my final thoughts are going to be about how someone out there is trying to stifle me creatively, and they don't want me to express my final thoughts.
Wow.
Well, I would just like to say, no matter what happens here in Bower, I will always talk about them. I don't know how much time I have to talk about them now, so I probably won't get into what I was initially going to say, but I just say, we the people will not be silenced.
Never.
Me, Fiona Frawley, will never be silenced. I will continue talking absolute shite until someone takes me off air
until
again.
Until the cows come
Which will
home.
Probably be very soon. Thank you as always for listening to Fiona's final thoughts. There were none today, but your presence, it was felt.
Apologies for that very random technical glitch. That is not the norm for us whatsoever. That does not happen. But we thank you very much. And we're going to play you Beyonce now.
Here's a bit of Beyonce.
Oh, yeah. Just a bit of a kick at the end of the
All
show.
All sins are forgiven.
Beyonce, Break My Soul. This is Spin.